I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave.
By the way, it's not the Pennsylvania Duh. It's the Pennsylvania Duh, for those of you who may have missed it.
And that's from an expert.
That's right.
Joining us is Barry J. And we were here to talk about Samson Switchblade rotable aircraft, or can we just call it a flying car?
It's not a flying car, really.
Oh,
it's
darn.
A flying motorcycle. It's a multi-mode vehicle.
Oh, multi-mode personal transportation system.
I would have to say, on his behalf, it's the first flying motorcycle that you can safely land. Evel Knievel proved that taking off is easy, but not the
landing. Not
landing,
yeah, okay. And this is one motorcycle where you don't get wet when it rains.
I like
exactly.
that, too.
Exactly. He even has a windshield wiper, so if you're driving in the rain, no problem.
No problem. Well, let's talk about this thing. It's kind of wild looking. I understand why you went three-wheelers, because the car regulations are quite onerous.
Well, the three-wheel configuration is really the lowest common denominator between flying and driving that could be safe.
Okay. Plus, you get a little reduction in frontal area for less drag, and it looks more like an airplane.
Lower drag, absolutely. And it does have the benefit in some states that you can drive in the high occupancy vehicle lane.
Oh,
so,
okay.
The HOV lane.
And if you got enough advance notice, you can just pop the wings out and fly over the traffic jam.
Especially you have to go to the local airport to do that.
Oh, darn.
Legally.
Shh.
Well, you know, if somebody's being chased by the cops, they can just pop the wings and say bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe in a James Bond movie, but truly you need to drive to the local airport, fold the wings out, extend the tail, do your pre-flight real quick and easy, and then take off and cruise it up to 175 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness, that's fast.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a ground test vehicle that's configured to the same weights, same center of gravity as the prototype will be, and we've clocked it. It's faster in acceleration than a Jaguar XK8, and it runs a slalom test according to Road and Track, and is very stable and handles really well.
Now, that's interesting. Now, do you have a regular steering wheel or handlebars?
Yeah, you'll have a wheel that converts to being the yoke, so you don't have to swap controls. So it makes it very intuitive.
Okay.
I'm looking at this here, and it's saying that it has the a ballistic parachute recovery system. I spent some time yesterday watching videos of people that had been saved by ballistic chutes. I'm a firm believer in it. I think that's a great addition to this project.
Yeah, one of the advantages of the Switchblade is that if you're flying along in VFR conditions and the weather goes to heck, you find the nearest airport and you land. But if you should encounter an emergency situation where you have no other choice, you pull the chute. And for driving on the ground for safety, there are crumple zones front and rear. There's a side intrusion beam in the doors. So, and there's optional airbags.
Now, the one thing I'm looking at from the pictures, the wings swing forward. That's kind of nice. I guess the air helps actually keep them locked out there.
Exactly.
And when they're stowed, it doesn't look like a gangly-looking thing. It actually looks kind of sexy when it's stowed.
Yeah, the wings stow into clamshell. They're little clamshell doors that open on the bottom of the vehicle. The wings stow inside, so they're protected from the elements. And there's a steel keel down the middle of the underside of the Switchblade that'll protect it in case you happen to go over a speed bump that's a little high.
Yeah,
so
we don't have those.
We keep the wings protected. The empennage folds up and is stowed into the ducted fan area, so it's out of the way as well.
Now, I'm assuming it's the same engine on driving the wheels on the ground that drives the propeller.
Yeah, we're looking at using the Motus V4, which puts out about 160 horsepower. It's an exciting sport bike motorcycle engine that we're converting for this application. If you imagine a Corvette LS1 engine, half of an LS1 engine, and that's the Motus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Based on a proven
engine technology.
Well, you know, the other thing I like, too, with the wings tucked up underneath and covered, one of the things you have to be careful of is not just speed bumps, but road debris. There, if you're driving on the highways, there's an amazing amount of wrecked tires usually laying all over the freeways when the truck tires blow up. You definitely don't want to get your wings damaged by that.
Yeah, that was the whole idea, was to keep the wings protected while you're in drive mode, fold them out, extend the tail, go flying.
Now, I'm also noticing that this is a home-built kit. I'm thinking, wow, because that's kind of a complicated vehicle for a home-built, I would think.
Well, we're launching it as a 51% kit, and we'll have builder assist centers West Coast, East Coast, and Central, maybe here in Oshkosh. And so we're planning to help people build their Switchblade and build it safely and help them along the way to make it easy.
How far along are you with a flying prototype?
Well, we've done all the primary engineering. There are a few minor engineering tasks still to do, but we're making parts. We've made the ailerons, the flaps. Next up, we're doing the molds for the wing skins, and then come the spars. And so it's coming together very nicely. The Modus engine is very close to being ready to go on the dyno for the dyno testing.
So you're a year and a half away from a flying prototype then?
We're shooting for early 2015, but I tell everybody, second quarter, maybe earlier. So when we're ready, we want to do it right, we want to do it safe, and it's the first one, so we don't know exactly how long it will take, but we want to do it right, and we want to have a flight test program that thoroughly rings out the vehicle, both on the ground and in the air, to make it feasible for customers to come in. Then we've got almost 190 deposits so far. So,
oh my.
There are people definitely interested. No, so, about that.
Yes.
Oh, it is a two-seater side-by-side.
Two-seat side-by-side. Yeah, original prototype was tandem, but we did some consumer research, and vast majority of people say, no, I want side-by-side.
They want to be able to talk to the guy and see him and then run off the road because they're not paying attention. But anyway, wings are manually folded or electrically powered, the folding?
Standard will be manual extension of the wings and telescoping tail. Optional, we're planning on doing that electric push button.
That's interesting.
Now, there's no fuel in the wings or anything like that.
Correct.
That makes it a little easier.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to have your fuel tank. And the engine, of course, is water-cooled.
Yes, it is.
That makes it easy to...
And they're putting air conditioning on it.
Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Wow, they're willing to take the hit in the weight before passenger comfort.
Well, passenger comfort is a good thing because I don't believe it has roll-down windows on it, does it?
It'll have electric roll-down windows.
Electric, okay.
Okay, how do you get in and out of it? I can't figure that out.
The doors will swing open.
Like gull wing doors, maybe?
That engineering is still to be determined. We're doing a trade study.
Okay.
Trade study means you take all of the elements, the engineering, the weight, the trade-offs, and figure out what's the best way to do that.
Well, the nice thing about the gull wing doors, they really add to the cool factor.
Plus, you can get in and out of it in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gull wing doors are cool.
Gull wing doors. Go for gull wing doors.
Well, I like the pack. I like this thing. I think it's very sharp. And I see you can drive it with either an automobile license or a motorcycle license. And I think that's interesting as well.
Sorry to interrupt, but it varies state by state. A three-wheel vehicle is considered a motorcycle in many states, so you need a motorcycle driver's license for that. In other states, an automotive driver's license is what's required. To fly it is a 51% experimental amateur built. Going to need a private pilot's license.
Now, you're also talking about a pretty fast cruise speed, I saw.
Well, the top speed of a target is 175 miles an hour. Cruise will probably be in the 145-150 range.
So that's a pretty decent cross-country aircraft, actually.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, your payload here, 544 pounds, that's two persons,
large
cargo and full fuel. That's very good.
Okay, this is sounding really good now.
Oh, yeah.
I got $5. Is that enough for a deposit?
Put me down for 10.
Only if it has gull-wing doors, though.
We're happy to be happy to put you on the list.
There you go.
The 350-mile range, that's not bad because that's us to Moyock, North Carolina. We can visit family on one tank of gas.
Yeah, and after a couple hours, you want to get out and stretch your legs anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, same as a motorcycle.
And the great thing about it is it runs on auto gas.
Yep.
So you don't have to pay those $6 a gallon or more prices for F-gas.
No, but you have to find an airport with a gas station across the street so you can land. And go over and fill up.
You land, you fold the wings, you drive to your most convenient station, fill up,
and then head back. Yeah.
Get your lunch and off you go.
There you go.
I'm assuming this engine is going to run on premium fuel.
It should, yes. We're doing there's a supercharged option.
Oh.
And so with the supercharger and the higher compression, then premium would be recommended.
Yeah, you know, and pressurized cabin next?
No. Service ceiling target is around 10,000 feet to begin with, but we're anticipating that's going to go higher.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, motorcycles at 10,000, that's probably not a good idea generally anyway.
There's good news there that when you're on your motorcycle at 10,000 feet, you're not going to hit any deer.
Yes, that's true.
No deer up there.
All right. Projected date, you said, is 2015 for the prototype.
We're planning to fly early next year.
And looking
second quarter, maybe sooner.
You're going to be putting your test flights on YouTube, correct?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. We're going to have a great celebration event to commemorate the first flight.
All right. Very good. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Barry. And this sounds really cool.
Yeah, come see us over.
I think EAA Radio needs a flying car.
Yeah, if anybody on the field wants to come find out more, we're over in Building D.
All right, very good. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.